Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go to the Apple and Google store and download our app. You can carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Especially important in the wintertime. Why is it important in the wintertime? Because it's dark in the wintertime. Why is it important because it's dark in the wintertime? Because the FCC requires that AM stations power down in the wintertime. You're not going to get quite the distance of signal or the strength if you're listening to this on 1580 AM. You really should download the app. And if you're listening to it on 92.7 FM, the physics of FM waves is different in terms of interference from the sun. Sun goes down at sunset, and it doesn't come back up till sunrise. But nevertheless, you will get extraordinary range, obviously, by just having it on your app. We have a statewide listenership, heavy listenership up north in Milwaukee, Chicago, everywhere. So download the app. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. You suggested, asked that we put that link up because a lot of people thought, how can I support Devil Radio? I know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day, attacking our democracy, attacking our elections, supporting Trump, chipping away in the most articulate, strongest voiced, and least polite opposition to that is Devil Radio. All of our programming on Devil Radio. So click on Support Devil Radio. While we're at it, and I want to say this again, we have a very exciting interview coming up in the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct today of an expert, Professor Mark Petering, I should say Matt Petering, my own name, Matthew Petering of UWM, who has developed an algorithm that produces fairer, more compact, more Voting Act compliant maps than even the Evers Commission. Now, I want to say something immediately. The Evers maps are worlds better than the corrupt gerrymandered Republican maps in their bill. Their bill is nothing more than gerrymander for the next 10 years and even worse gerrymander than we have now. The Evers Commission, if that's all we had, yeah, we want that. However, Professor Petering is an expert in computers and mathematics, and he's come up with an algorithm that has more compact districts, fairer districts, and more compliant with the Voting Rights Act. So when you listen to my interview of him, you can make up your own mind. I've talked to him at some length, and I think this is a tremendous breakthrough. Anybody listening to this show right now who's at all interested in redistricting and gerrymandering and all of that and stopping gerrymandering and make sure we have fair maps that are compliant with the Voting Rights Act and are compact, you got to listen to this interview. And we are going to give his website out, and there's a contact information on there. Contact him. Contact him and see for yourself. He can print these maps out like that, and they're very quick. So if there are some changes ordered by a court in some demographic or something like that, he just goes boom, boom, he puts it in, and it spits them out again that are compliant with that order. It's really an incredible algorithm, so be sure you listen to it. Piece of news, not necessarily good, but not terrible or bad. One of my favorite senators, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, is not going to run for re-election in 2022. Now, before you weep and gnash your teeth, this would be his ninth term. The guy's been in eight terms. Six times eight is 48. That's almost half a century. He'll have been in for 48 years. 48 years. Good for him. Back in the 70s. My goodness. Anyway, want to spend a little time with family. He would have easily gotten reelected. He won by more than 30 points last time. But there is a challenge and an opportunity. Remember, we only have a 50-50, quote, majority because of Kamala Harris. We can't afford to lose any seats. We've got to pick up seats like Ron Johnson in this state. Well, if Leahy doesn't run again, there's going to be extraordinary pressure on. They have a Republican governor, believe it or not, in Vermont. They have Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders, and then they have a Republican governor. Republican governor. His name is Phil Scott. Apparently, he's quite moderate and very, very popular. He won election last time by 40 percentage points. Patrick Leahy won his by 5%, something like that. Who's our candidate going to be if they succeed in getting Phil Scott to run for the Senate? Vermont has one congressman. We have eight. Vermont has one simply because they don't have many people in Vermont. Population is small. He's a Democrat. His name is Peter Welch, and he may run for the Senate. So you'd have the congressman, Peter Welch, who's elected statewide because it's their only congressman, against the governor, Phil Scott, who is popular. Welch is popular. Leahy's popular. Bernie Sanders is popular. So how does that come out? I don't know how that comes out. I do not blame Patrick Leahy. I wish him well. I wish him very well. He's already served 48 years. I wish he hung on for eight more, but, you know, the sand keeps running through the hourglass, and he wants to get some time with his family. So stand by. But, you know, there are challenges all over the place, and not just tough races. That shouldn't have been a tough race. Now it will, to hold it. We've got to knock off Ron Johnson, and then there are a bunch of other races like this around the country. I got to tell you a hilarious thing involving Trump. Most of the stuff involving Trump is very sad and very, very disturbing. But in the book that just came out from Jonathan Carl, the ABC News chief White House correspondent, and they're dribbling this out kind of day by day, there's a terrific, terrific anecdote that Moscow Mitch decided not to invite Trump to Biden's inaugural. And I talked about this the other day. How does Moscow Mitch get to decide that? Well, Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy, as the leaders of their respective chambers, can designate who on the Republican side they think should be at the inaugural. When Biden won and the inauguration was January 20, and the outgoing president should always be there, right in the front row, to show the peaceful transition of power. Moscow Mitch was afraid that Trump would cause a scene, get up and yell, lie about fraud, direct the attention to himself. So he said to McCarthy, I want to do that. McCarthy said, I think we should let him there because that would look peaceful. And I don't think he'd have the guts to do that. They argued. And then that sneaky Kevin McCarthy tipped off Trump that this was going on. So Trump then issued a statement saying, I'm not going to it. I don't want to go to the inauguration, making it look like it came from him. We talked about that the other day. Well, Trump came out with a statement yesterday. He rises to the bait. He just wants to dominate the news cycle. And here's what he says. This is terrific. He attacked Moscow Mitch because Moscow Mitch was the one in the book who said he couldn't come. Here's what he says, quote, the old broken down crow, Mitch McConnell, had nothing to do with it. Mine and mine alone. McConnell is too busy working on deals with China for his wife and her family. That's an ethnic slur. His wife is Chinese. She was also in Trump's cabinet. She was in his cabinet. And Trump and Moscow Mitch rammed through a bill, believe this or not, that would have favored foreign shipping over American shipping in some financial aspects, and specifically would have benefited his wife's, Moscow Mitch's wife's family back in Taiwan, because they have a big shipping company. Trump was in on it. But then he has to take a dig, you know, well, the old broken down crow, the old broken down crow. You know, look, Trump can be very poetic. It's not a raven, like, quoth the raven nevermore. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary. It isn't that. He doesn't have that ability, but he does have the ability to come up with these little phrases describing Moscow Mitch as a broken down old crow. He is a broken down old crow. But the fact is, how does Donald Trump think that he's going to lead the Republican Party again and not just the 30% who are just absolutely rabid Trump supporters? You know, the average senator has feelings, even Moscow Mitch. To be talked about as a broken down old crow and he's doing China deals, to benefit his Chinese wife. I mean, at some point, not everybody is degraded as Ted Cruz, where Trump attacked his wife for being ugly and his father for being in on the assassination of JFK. And Trump thanked and Cruz thanked him and manned a voter call-in station for him. Very few people, thank God, have that degree of servility, self-hatred, and degradation that they'll do that when they're insulted. So increasingly, there are influential people in this country, senators, there are, you know, governors. The more he insults people, they're not all degraded. For instance, like Kapenga and Voss in this state. Voss is insulted and he appoints Gableman to try to tear apart our voting here. Kapenga is insulted, or he thinks that the leadership is insulted and he's part of it. State senator from the Brookfield Elm Grove area. He writes these submissive things saying to Trump that your pen is like a sword, mine is like a bobby pin, you know, a feminine illusion. This guy is very peculiar guy, okay? Very peculiar guy. And I wear socks with your picture on it. Please, please don't whip me. Or maybe it's please whip me harder. I mean, I don't know what's going on here, but these people are bad news. Very bad news. Very, very bad news. But there you have it. McConnell so far hasn't responded. But to be called a broken down old crow when you're the minority leader of the Senate and hoping to be restored as majority leader and have your wife insulted, and as bad as Moscow Mitch is, he may not be quite as degraded as Ted Cruz or Matt Gaetz. I mean, Matt Gaetz is another one, and this is even before he faced indictment, and right now he's hiding. See what happens. He hasn't been indicted yet. We'll see. These people are lickspittles. They're lickspittles. They are degraded individuals. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Somewhere I gotta go, you don't know how it feels.